有一个中国作家，
There is a Chinese writer.
他的书被翻译成20多种语言。
His book has been translated into 20 different languages.
拿过跟村上春树同一个级别的国际大奖。
Won an international award of the same level as Murakami Haruki.
可他自己写的书在自己的国家。
But his own book was in his own country.
一本一本从书架上消失了。
One by one, books disappeared from the bookshelf.
但这还不是最离谱的。
But this is not the most outrageous.
他这辈子所有作品就写一个主题，荒诞。
He has written only one theme throughout his life, which is absurd.
他用一辈子写荒诞。
He spent his life writing absurd things.
结果自己活成了最大的荒诞。
The result was that I lived the most absurd life.
这个人叫阎连科。
This person is named Yan Lierk.
他写了一个什么故事呢？
What story did he write?
有一个地方叫寿活庄。
There is a place called Shaohu Village.
全村都是残疾人。
The whole village is made up of disabled people.
瞎的、瘸的、
Gam, lame,
聋的、
deaf,
矮的、
short,
各种各样的残疾人凑在一起过日子。
Various disabled people get together to live their lives.
县长叫柳英雀。
The county magistrate is named Liu Ying.
这个人不是贪官。
This person is not a corrupt official.
不是恶人。
Not a bad person.
他是真心想让大家过上好日子。
He really wants everyone to live a good life.
结果他想了一个石破天惊的主意。
As a result, he came up with a brilliant idea.
去俄罗斯，把列宁的遗体买回来。
Bring Lenin's remains back from Russia.
在县里搞红色旅游。
Promote red tourism in the county.
你是不是觉得这人脑子有问题？
Do you think this person is mentally deficient?
别急，更离谱的在后面。
Don't be so quick to judge. There's more to the story.
为了凑这笔买遗体的钱，
To raise the money to buy the body.
他组织村里的残疾人搞巡回表演。
He organized disabled people in the village to perform a traveling show.
瞎子表演。
Blind performance,
听声辨物。
Listen and understand,
瘸子表演。
A disabled person's performance,
单腿跳，矮人。
Short legs dwarf,
钻桌子底下穿来穿去，靠展览自己身上的残缺。
To crawl under the table, to expose the floors on his body,
去换那个所谓光明的未来。
Go and change that so-called bright future.
你听到这儿。
You hear this.
你还笑得出来吗？
Can you still laugh?
你突然发现这个故事里最可怕的地方。
You suddenly realize the most terrifying thing in this story.
不是设定有多荒诞。
No matter how absurd the setting.
是那个逻辑。
That's the logic.
你见过为了一个听起来宏大无比的目标
？Have you ever seen a goal that sounds so grand and ambitious？
活生生的人可以变成工具
，People can be turned into tools，
变成代价
，become a price，
变成一个数字
，convert to a number。
县长不觉得自己在作恶
，The county magistrate doesn't think he's doing anything wrong。
他觉得自己在干好事儿。
He thought he was doing something good.
底下的人不觉得有问题。
The people below don't think it's a problem.
他们觉得这是在配合大局。
They thought it was a way to work together to achieve a common goal.
所有人都真心实意地奔着那个好日子去了。
Everyone was sincerely looking forward to that day.
可路上踩的全是人。
All the people I stepped on were on the road.
这本书叫《瘦活》，写这本书的人叫阎连科。
This book is called The Life of a Beast, and the author is Yan Liang.
那你就得问了。
Then you have to ask.
他为什么要写这么一个东西？
Why did he write such a thing?
是坐在书房里编着玩的吗？
Are you sitting in the study and playing around?
不是，这个人。
Not this person.
他编不出来这种故事。
He can't make up such a story.
因为他的命根本不允许他编。
Because his life simply didn't allow him to lie.
1958年 阎连科出生在河南洛阳嵩县田湖镇，那个地方在伏牛山最深处，穷到什么程度呢？
Yan Liang was born in a remote village in the mountains of Luoyang, Henan province, and lived in extreme poverty.
他后来自己写过。
He later wrote it himself.
小时候
When I was young,
全家一年到头吃不上几顿饭。
The whole family couldn't eat a decent meal for a whole year.
白面馒头，顿顿红薯。
Steamed white bread with stewed red potatoes.
不是那种街边烤红薯的小情调。
Not a street-side roasted sweet potato snack.
是吃到胃酸往上翻。
It's like the stomach acid is coming up.
看见红薯就想吐的那种。
The kind of red potato that makes you want to vomit.
他爹种了一辈子地。
He grew up on his father's farm.
他娘也是，整个村子。
His mother is also the whole village.
世世代代。
From generation to generation.
就是土里来土里去，看不到任何别的可能。
There is nothing else that can be seen.
20岁那年。
20 years old.
他参了军。
He joined the army.
为什么当兵？
Why enlist?
他自己讲得特别坦白。
He speaks very frankly.
就是为了吃上白馒头。
Just to have a bowl of white steamed rice.
吃饱饭，穿不打补丁的衣裳。
Eat a full meal, wear clothes that are not patched.
离开那个让人喘不过气的村子。
Leave that suffocating village.
没有任何崇高的理由。
There is no high-minded reason.
就这么简单。
That's all there is to it.
他在部队里开始写东西。
He started writing in the army.
拼了命的写。
Write with all my might.
因为他发现写字能改命。
Because he discovered that writing could change his fate.
一步一步从农村娃变成了部队的创作员。
From a rural kid to a creator in the army, step by step.
后来开始出书。
Later started publishing books.
再后来成了专业作家。
He later became a professional writer.
你以为接下来该讲他怎么成名？
What you think should be told next is how he became famous.
怎么拿奖了？
How did you get the award?
不是，接下来这件事才是阎连科。
Yan Liang is not the next person.
之所以成为阎连科的原因。
The reason why it became Yuan Liang.
他出来之后。
After he came out.
反复回老家。
Repeatedly returned to my hometown.
回嵩县。
Returned to Songjin County.
回田湖镇。
Huishan Lake Town.
回他从小长大的那个村子。
Go back to the village where he grew up.
他发现什么了？
What did he find?
他发现那些人的命运几乎一点都没有变。
He found that the fates of those people had hardly changed.
他走了。
He left.
他吃上白馒头了。
He ate a bowl of white rice.
他出书了。
He published a book.
可村里的人还在种地。
The people in the village are still farming.
地还在受穷。
Still poor.
穷。隔壁家的孩子还是念不起书。
The child next door still can't read.
书，他一个人走出来。
He walked out alone.
可他身后那个世界纹丝不动。
But the world behind him remained unchanged.
但这还不是最次。
But this is not the most painful.
痛他。
His
真正把他心口撞出一个窟窿。
The one who truly pierced his heart and mouth
是另一件事。
Another thing.
90年代，河南豫东南一带，大量农民为了挣钱去卖血。
In the 1990s, a large number of farmers in the south of Henan province went to sell blood to earn money.
采血站操作不规范。
Improper operation of blood collection station.
整村整村的人感染了艾滋病。
Entire villages have been infected with AIDS.
阎连科听说之后，自己跑到那些村子里去了。
After hearing the news, Yan Lier rushed to those villages.
跟那些染病的农民面对面坐下来聊。那些人是什么人呢？
What kind of people are those farmers who are sick?
就是跟他爹娘一模一样的人。
Just like his father and mother.
种了一辈子地，穷了一辈子。
Spent a lifetime being poor.
好不容易听说卖血能来钱。
I finally heard that donating blood can make money.
挽起袖子就去了。
He went without raising his sleeves.
等来的不是钱
What I was waiting for was not money
是病
It's sick
是死外面的世界
It is the world outside
也不知道这件事
I don't know about this
是或者说不想知道
Or I don't want to know
从那时候起
From that time on
阎连科的笔就彻底变了
Anne Lyon's pen was completely changed.
他不再写让人舒服的东西了。
He no longer wrote things that made people comfortable.
越写越不客气。
The more I write, the less polite I become.
越写越往深处。
The more you write, the deeper you go.
去，他自己发明了一个。
He invented a word himself.
词叫神识主义
called God consciousness
什么意思呢
What does this mean?
那他说中国的现实太荒诞了
He said that the reality in China is too absurd
你老老实实写出来
Tell me honestly
来反而没人
No one believes it
信觉得你在瞎
I think you're making things up
编，所以你必须用一种比现实更夸张。
So you have to use a more exaggerated version of reality.
更像预言的方式去写，读者。
More like writing to the reader as a prophecy.
才能透过那层荒诞。
To transcend the absurdity.
看到真实的样子。
See the real thing.
你品品这句话不是小说太离谱。
You said that the plot of the novel is too far-fetched.
是现实太谱。
It's so real.
离谱到你只有用魔幻才能还原真实。
So outrageous that only magic can restore the truth.
这就是阎连科。
This is Yan Lin Key.
他不是为了荒诞而荒诞。
He didn't act absurdly for the sake of absurdity.
他是被现实逼成了这种写法。
This is the result of being forced by reality to write in this style.
从寿活到日光流年到丁庄梦。
He lived a lean life from the sun to the end of his days in Ding Zhuang.
每一本书的设定都像预言。
Each book's setting is like a prophecy.
可每一本的背后都站着真实的人。
Behind each book, there is a real person.
真实的村子。
Real village.
真实的苦难。
Real suffering.
他不是在书房里替底层代言的知识分子。
He He is not a knowledge warper who advocates for the lower classes in the study.
他就是底层本身。
He is the bottom of the bottom.
他的笔是从泥里长出来的。
His pen grew out of the mud.
可你知道最讽刺的一件事是什么吗？
Do you know the most ironic thing?
他这些书在海外被翻译成20多种语言。
These books have been translated into 20 different languages abroad.
全世界都在读。
Everyone is following him.
2014年
He was born in 2014.
他在布拉格拿了卡夫卡文学奖。
He won the Kafka Prize in Prague.
这个奖给过村上春树。
This award is given to Haruki Murakami.
给过好几位。
Gave to several people.
后来拿了诺贝尔奖的大作家。
Later, the famous writers who won the Nobel Prize.
你掂量掂量什么级别。
How about your level?
他两次入围布克国际文学奖。
He was twice nominated for the Booker International Prize.
在欧洲文学界提他的名字。
He is well known in the European literary world.
人家肃然起敬。
People stood in awe.
可在他自己的国家呢，书一本一本从书架上消失了。
He could have been a writer, but...His books disappeared from the shelves of his own country.
你去书店找不到。
Go to the bookstore and look for it.
网上搜不到。
Not found online.
好像这个人从来没存在过。
It seems like this person never existed.
他在中国人民大学教写作，走在校园里。
He was teaching writing at Renmin University of China, walking through the campus.
就是一个普普通通的瘦中年人。
He is just an ordinary, thin middle-aged man.
皮肤黑黑的，一看。
The skin is dark, and when you look at it,
就是从土地上来的。
It comes from the land.
没有任何大师的架子。
No master's shelf.
你要不认识他，擦肩而过。
You wouldn't drift past him by without recognizing him.
你都不会多看一眼。
You won't even glance at it.
他用一辈子写荒诞。
He spent his life writing absurd things.
结果他自己的命运比他写的任何一本小说都荒诞。
The result was that his own fate was more absurd than any of the novels he had written.
你说一个作家写了一个让全世界都笑不出来的故事。
You said that a writer wrote a story that made everyone laugh.
结果他自己的人生比故事还让人笑不出来。
The result was that his own life was even more ridiculous than the story.
这本身够不够
Is this enough?
再写一本小说。
Write a novel again?
可他从来不抱怨。你去读他所有的作品，底色。
But he never complained about you reading all of his works.
从来不是愤怒。
Never been angry.
是心疼。
It's heartbreaking.
心疼那些活。
I feel sorry for those lives.
不过。
However.
40岁的村民，心疼。
The villagers, all in their 40s, felt sorry.
那些卖血染病的农民
Those farmers who sold their blood and got sick
心疼
Caring
那些被时代的车轮碾过去
Those crushed by the wheels of time
连个名字都没留下的人
No name left behind
他有1万个理由愤怒
He has 1,000 reasons to be angry
有1万个理由变得尖酸刻薄。
There are 1,000,000 reasons to be sarcastic.
有1万个理由。
There are 10,000 reasons.
觉得这个世界亏欠了。
I feel that the world is unfair.
他，可他没有。他说他写作的动力就一个那些受苦的人不该被忘掉。就这一句不是什么宏大的文学宣言。就是一个从苦里走出来的人，回头看了一眼， 发现身后还有无数人走不出来，他不忍心假装没看见。在这个十秒钟短视频一滑就过去的时代，有一个人用了大半辈子安安静静地替那些沉默的人写字，你说这样的人值不值得被更多人知道？你觉得一个作家最大的本事到底是什么？是写得好，还是写了别人不敢写的？评论区。
He doesn't.